Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Thanks for joining us today in this Sunday special. It's a bi-weekly show in which me and the team compile the best interviews and segments from the Dan Bongino radio show that you may have missed, but they're definitely worth your time. But first, a word from our sponsors. Imagine looking at your computer browsing history. Now imagine hitting print, signing your name at the bottom, and nailing it to the front door of your house for all of your neighbors to see. While you're at it, blow it up on a billboard over a major highway. That's exactly what most of us are doing every day, unless you already use the sponsor of this show, ExpressVPN. That's because internet providers can see every website you've ever visited. In the U.S., internet service providers can even sell your data to whomever they please. You can't stop these ISPs from doing this, but what you can do is encrypt your online activity before it even reaches your internet provider. Because I use ExpressVPN, my internet provider cannot see, record, share, or sell my browsing history because they never had it to begin with. And ExpressVPN is easy to use. I just tap one button on any device, and I know my privacy is ironclad and protected. So if you'd like to join me in fighting for the right to privacy, use my special link to get 4 extra months of ExpressVPN for free at expressvpn.com/Bongino. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. First up today, we talked about, as I mentioned before, Julie Kelly, who has never let this story go, the FBI cover-up of this big scandal. Here's Julie and I discussing all of the new information that came out about this. You know, they're giving out these presidential awards in the Biden White House, and it's like Darth Vader, George Soros. They couldn't give out a group of awards to a lesser qualified group of people. I bring that up because this reporter, actual reporter, I hate the word journalist because it's a slur, but actually deserves an award for her work. I think her and Darren Beatty are going to be remembered by history for two of the people who really covered January 6th in totality, honestly and candidly, despite overwhelming pressure to just shut up about it. You know her. She's a regular guest on the show. She has a book called January 6th. Jim, what do you think it's about?
January 6th.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. You knew that. Julie Kelly, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you, especially on days like today.
Wow, Dan, I just am speechless at your introduction there. Thank you.
Well, no, it's true.
But our reporting goes nowhere without big platforms like yours. And you were as courageous as any of us in helping deconstruct this and bring this to all of your millions of followers and listeners. So, well, I really thank you. So if I get any award, which I won't, I will share it with you and Jim.
All right. Cool. I'll take it. That is a happy medium. Julie's been writing about this for a long time. And every time there's, alleged breaking news, and you'll understand why in a second, about this pipe bomber case, I have to talk to you about it because none of this is news. So, Julie, the transition period is happening. Donald Trump obviously wins, certified today on January 6th. He's 2 weeks away from taking office. Now, in what I'm sure you're laughing at is an incredible coincidence, the FBI is like, we found new video of the January 6th bomber. And amazingly, Julie, the frame rate appears different. It seems clearer, which is strange because how is it new video if the video has been sitting in the FBI evidence locker for 4 years now? It's almost like someone in the FBI knows the identity of this bomber and that Trump's going to find out, and that they're trying to get ahead of losing their jobs or potentially going to jail over this.
There's no doubt. And actually what had happened earlier in the day, Dan, is that I broke the story of a new House report. It's 80 some odd pages, Representative Loudermilk and Massey, who talk about how there was initially a very aggressive investigation into the pipe bomber. They put 50 agents on the investigation. They interviewed 1,000 witnesses. They looked at 40,000 hours of clips that were turned in. They had 500 tips. They were going to retailers asking for information about the sale of those Nike shoes. They were asking retailers for information about some of the components that were used in these alleged devices. And all of a sudden, Dan, February of 2021, less than 2 months after, this pipe bomber almost blew up Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and police officers and passersby, the investigation went cold. They basically stopped looking for the pipe bomber. So to your point and what you were talking about earlier and what we've talked about, that is a highly suspicious angle. Why did they stop looking? They probably identified who it was, who that suspect was working for. And then all of a sudden, they decided not to pursue anything.
Julie, it's like they found out who the pipe bomber is and wanted to unfind out. But you can't unring a bell. Like, that. This is exactly what happened. So we've discussed this case often. I was reading, I've been using your tweet in my show. So folks, for those of you wondering why, you know, I'm obsessed with this story, it's because I'm convinced it's the biggest scandal of our time. I'm convinced the person who planted that pipe bomb at the DNC on January 6th was there to create a fake assassination attempt because they needed to stop Republicans from questioning in front of a national TV audience what happened in the 2020 election. They wanted to run into the House chamber and go, stop questioning the election. Kamala Harris almost killed at the DNC, but they didn't need to because the riot broke out. So you tweeted out new, more evidence of a doctored FBI pipe bomb video. Here's the side-by-side of two different cameras from the DNC security system. What was different about the video they just released about the alleged pipe bomber in contrast to the other one, so the audience can be read in on this?
So there were two cameras that the FBI relied on for the suspect outside of the DNC, and that was the DNC security footage. I know you already know this, but your listeners will be shocked to hear that the exact location, the two benches, the shrub outside of the DNC headquarters, oddly, in the most surveilled city in the world, somehow the camera pointing at where the bomb was planted wasn't working, or there wasn't one, or some, you know, something weird. So the FBI relied on, we're told, the security system on the DNC. Well, you have two different angles, two different cameras. One, which is the one that Darren Beatty has exposed as moving at one frame per second, which is like 1950 era technology.
right.
But then, Dan, the other camera that they have allegedly footage from, moves at a much faster pace. So why is the one angle, and this is related to the quote-unquote new footage that they released last week, why is that camera at one frame per second when the other camera is not? Well, what the FBI did, and stupidly thought no one would catch it, which we did, is they slowed down the frame rate on the faster camera to make it look like it was in sync from the two different angles of the pipe bomber allegedly setting the device down. So, of course, we found that and exposed that as well. But what Darren has suggested, and you know this too, is that because it's at one frame per second, that lends itself to easily doctoring the video. Even more so, Dan, this footage, the FBI has had since early 2021, because at that time, in March of 2021, they posted a clip from that camera angle at 7:43. When the pipe bomber sat down and used his phone. So all of a sudden, magically, they have a new clip from the same camera angle just 9 minutes later, but they release it the day after House Republicans blow open their phony investigation and their stonewalling by the FBI and misrepresentations by the guy who headed the investigation, Stephen D'Antuono. So, I mean, this is, again, they think that they're convincing somebody, I don't know who, but all they do every time they post something or talk about it is give us more fodder for the belief that this was an inside job.
Yeah, that you just kind of summed this whole case up for me. Do they really think we're stupid? I mean, there are people out there, you and Darren and others who've covered this, who are really smart, intelligent people. I mean, people don't have to agree with us or anything, but no one's going to challenge your reporting abilities. You've been covering the J6 trials and everything. You know, you've been covering legal components. You're not even a lawyer. So, you know that. And you're covering and you've done a pretty darn good job at doing all of this. And they just keep every one of these talking points they put out keeps getting debunked the moment they put it out. I'll just give you an example, folks, of all of the things about the January 6th bomber that don't add up. And Julie, comment on this and kind of global in the totality. Number one, the Secret Service text messages that day about Kamala Harris's perilous safety situation as she's inside the DNC with the bomb outside have magically disappeared. Second, the Secret Service appears to have lied about it, saying it was a technology update, yet the agents were told only months later to turn in their devices to get rid of them. So it couldn't have been a technology update. You have the frame rate manipulated with on the cameras that would make it easier to delete footage. Mike Benz has a tweet out right now that appears the FBI manipulated some of the video footage to cover the eyes so that no one could do any kind of biometric identification using like AI or anything like that. You have the cell phone records that day of the alleged bomber that the FBI alleges were corrupted, that the phone company, after Trump won, said, oh, no, they weren't corrupted. It is clear this all adds up to they know who this person is. They just don't want you to know who it is.
Exactly right. And, you know, and it's not just that this suspect put the device outside the DNC. We're told that the same suspect planted the device the night before in an alleyway between the RNC headquarters and Capitol Hill Club. So we're also supposed to believe that both of those devices were laying there, especially the DNC one, in plain sight for 18 hours before they just happened to be discovered around the same time the joint session of Congress convened at 1 o'clock, around the same time as the Ray Epps breach, the exterior line on the west side of the Capitol. All of this is just a huge coincidence. You know, yes, but it's okay. Bomb sniffing canines twice missed the device sitting outside the DNC. Sure. Okay. We're supposed to believe that too. Numerous police officers from at least three departments, Capitol Police, DC Metro, and Secret Service also missed. You know, the DNC pipe bomb was in plain sight, Dan. We've seen the pictures of it. I mean, even the funny video that the FBI released last week, I had to laugh at because you know that they highlighted, they turned it white, the device that was sitting there. Again, you are owning yourself because it's clearly visible from many angles. So we're supposed to believe it was set there at, you know, 7:53 January 5th, and it wasn't discovered until 1:05 p.m. the next day. So, yes, what you are putting together, this full account of all the discrepancies and all the lies and covers up, that's why we need FBI Director Kash Patel, because I don't think that he's going to be buying any of these stories that the current FBI is throwing out there to the public.
Julie, last question for you. We're talking to Julie Kelly. She has the authoritative book on January 6th. The title's easy to remember. It's called January 6th, and it is the definitive account of what really happened on that day. Exit question here. I know I'm asking you to speculate, but it's an opinion show, and you have one, but it's an informed one. Do you think that this release of this so-called new video of the J6 bomber, which again is obviously not new, it happened 4 years ago. Do you think that my theory is accurate, or you have a different theory? My theory being what I told you before, that there are people in the FBI, for mercenary reasons, by the way. They just want to preserve their jobs. They don't have any other career potential. They got to pay their bills like anyone else. Are releasing this to try to ingratiate themselves to incoming director Kash Patel to be like, look, I tried to help. I mean, or is there another maybe more pernicious, malicious reason I'm missing as to why this stuff is magically coming out after Trump won?
I mean, that could be it, but I definitely think it is to try to get ahead, to make it look like their investigation was serious when we know by all evidence that it was wrapped up in February of 2021, wrapped up with no suspect identified, all the lies that have been told. But I do think the release of that was to downplay the report that was issued. And I think just growing speculation and suspicion, rightfully so, that individual, whether it was planted the night before, whether it was planted that morning, whether it was planted moments before, as the DNC video appears to demonstrate, that was, you know, that no, that's not the case. This was a real pipe bomber, and here's a new clip to show you why.
Jim, I need you to prepare a formal award. You know, like a real one, like a plaque for Julie. I'm not kidding. I'm not even messing with you. From the Dan Bongino show. Don't worry. You know, I'll pay for it. When this story comes out.
God knows what he comes up with. I don't know.
Jim, I know. This will not be a dark web episode. This will be, I know you listen to the show. This will be real. I want a plaque from the Dan Bongino, not just us, but from the Bongino Army, thanking you. I'm going to give one to Darren too. I'm not even messing with you. And I want you to put it on your wall. Thanking you, because I'm telling you, when this comes out, that the FBI knew the entire time the identity of this person and then tried to unknow it because it was an insider and an inside attack and a plot to, you know, stop Republicans from questioning the election results. I'm serious. I'm bringing you to our new studio, and we are doing an entire show podcast. And Jim, I want it nice too. Like, I don't care about what it costs. I want this. She deserves it because you have done yeoman's work on this, truly, and you really deserve. I'm telling you, we are just probably a month or so away from most of the story cracking wide open when Kash Patel swears in. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. She's Julie Kelly. You can follow her on X and on her Substack and pick up her book, January 6th. She knows more about this than anyone out there. Julie, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You're the best, Dan. Thanks so much.
You got it. Jim, I'm dead serious. I want, from the Bongino Army, Julie Kelly and Darren Beatty, for your work in saving the country from another fake news story. We don't know the identity of the bomber. Sure you don't. Hope you enjoyed that. Now let's get to our next sponsor. Increased tariffs on our trade partners, tax cuts, and regulation changes. A lot of change coming. Learn why gold is a viable diversification tactic now more than ever. Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, is releasing its ultimate guide for gold in the Trump era with a foreword by Donald Trump Jr. To get your free copy along with Birch Gold's free information kit on gold, text my name, Dan, to the number 989898. Here's the facts. The national debt continues to increase. Our interest payments on the national debt continue to increase. Gold is still one of your best hedges against a weakened dollar. And Birch Gold is still the company I trust to help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. So text Dan to 989898 for your free copy of the Ultimate Guide for Gold in the Trump Era. It's no obligation, only information. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, you can trust Birch Gold, too. Text Dan to the number 989898 today. Message and data rates apply. Up next, we talked with Deep State Specialist Mike Benz. This guy is like a PhD course in the Deep State. He's been all over video forensics on this January 6th pipe bomber video and came up with something really fascinating. Check this out. Man, am I looking forward to this interview. So let me get right to it. If you want a PhD level course in what the deep state is up to and how they're trying to screw you over pretty much every day of your life in every space and arena, then you need to follow this guy. He is at Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z, Cyber, at Mike Benz Cyber on X, Twitter, and you can subscribe to his content. It's pretty amazing. He has graciously joined us today on the show after a bombshell tweet yesterday. Mike, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Great to talk to you.
So, Mike, yesterday I was going through Twitter, and I am obsessed with this January 6th pipe bomber case because, like many people, I believe the FBI knows the identity of this pipe bomber on January 6th 4 years ago and just doesn't want to tell us because it was an inside job. But you dissected this, quote, new video they're releasing, which is actually old video, but they're claiming it's new. And you noticed something very suspicious about the frame rate and what they did to the eyes of the suspect they got on on the video. Explain that and what you think it means.
Well, they blurred the eyeballs out. This is actually this comes from the source footage. The FBI released, they claim to have about 39,000 video files of the January 6th pipe bomber just in 2021. They released these in two tranches, one in March 2021, another in September 2021. Then they did not update the FBI website with pipe bomber information for the rest of the Biden presidency. So the last thing on the FBI file that's publicly available until just this week was September 2021. And they released two separate pieces of camera footage from the DNC site where the pipe bomb was planted, one of the two pipe bombs. Now, when I was going through this, all the different footage and breaking it down in video examination software and trying to get a beat on this right out the gate, it was very evident that this footage had been tampered with. It's been published for some time now. The frame rate was reduced to about 1.2 frames per second, whereas the average 7-Eleven has 30 frames per second. High-end ones have 60 frames per second. It's worth noting that Watergate happened because of a break-in to the DNC headquarters. So you would think that the place that was the victim of Watergate would have security cameras that were at least right on par with the average 7-Eleven. But what I posted this week is something that's really bothered me for a long time, which is that in all of the pieces of footage that were released by the FBI where the pipe bomber is in view and you should have a clear view of the pipe bomber's face, something very strange happens to the footage, which is that a large horizontal blur bar is applied directly over the eyes and glasses area of the pipe bomber, which prohibits the ability to zoom in and see the person's eyes. And this is particularly troubling because eyeball identification is at the heart of our biometric ID system. So, for example, David Petraeus was doing the counterinsurgency doctrine in Afghanistan, in Iraq. One of the things they did is they had Marines go around and take pictures of everyone's eyeballs. That way, if they participated in protest activity or they were seen in meetings from photos, you could quickly ID the person. Every person with a criminal record, every person who's a military serviceman has their IDs in a database. And if you use a ClearView or any sort of facial ID recognition system, if you have their eyes, you have their ID. And so what happens to the footage that the FBI released is that this blur bar, and you can see this from heat map, just heat distortion maps, you can see this just visually, even when you just zoom in, that the eyes and only the eyes get blurred at the exact frames when you should be able to identify the pipe bomber. So, for example, the one that I released this week, and I have another one that I'll be posting this week as well, is there's a camera that's only 20 feet away from the pipe bomber as he looks back and makes direct eye contact with that camera. 20 feet away. That is just a three-point shot, which means a simple zoom would be able to go to the person's eyes. That person was wearing transparent glasses. And you can see this because just 10 minutes before that, in a separate video camera shot, you can actually see the person putting on glasses. You can even see the glint of the glasses off of the street lamp, which means, and that was at a camera that was 65 feet away. So at 20 feet away, you should be able to zoom in and see the eyes. But there are four frames in that shot because the frame rate was so reduced. So you are not able to ID them. And they did the same thing on the second DNC shot when the person is walking directly towards the camera. Everything else becomes clear about the person, their clothing, the bag they're wearing, but the eyes get blurred in this extremely visible in your face blocking out of the eyeballs. And again, if this person was a military serviceman or this person had a military or had a criminal record, which is either one of those would land any civilian with facial ID the ability to ID this person. So there's only two real possibilities here. None of them are good for the FBI. One of them is that person was a federal agent or informant or asset directly, and they don't want this person ID'd because it would turn the so-called insurrection into a fedsurrection in one fell swoop. Remember, the breach of the Capitol started at 12:49 p.m. on January 6, 2017. The pipe bomb was found at 12:48 p.m., just 1 minute before. So it was concurrent, the breach, the initial breach of the Penn walkway entrance, with the actual breach itself. This is why Stephen Sund, the Capitol police chief, who was then fired the next day, said that he believed that the pipe bombs were a deliberate diversion rather than intended to detonate, because they decimated the actual Capitol Police presence who were migrating forces over to the pipe bomb as the breach ensued. The only other option is that this person was effectively a patsy, was not actually a federal informant or agent, but that person was working with federal agents or informants in the sense that they had foreknowledge of it and don't want it ID'd, because once you ID the suspect, the criminal process will implicate the network. And remember, just 3 months before January 6th, the FBI did this exact thing with dud pipe bombs in the Whitmer Fednapping affair. They were indicted on possession of weapons of mass destruction. That's the technical term for a pipe bomb, because the FBI, under Stephen D'Antuono, the exact FBI special agent in charge of the Detroit office who ran that operation, was migrated over ahead of January 6th. And the FBI had advanced foreknowledge of the pipe bombs and set them up, taught them how to make dud devices in field training exercises. So it's the exact same players. It's the same playbook. And they don't want this person ID'd because it will implicate themselves. And therefore, the entire fedsurrection narrative gets validated in one fell sweep.
Mike, I got about 4 minutes left, but you're correct. The FBI, Occam's razor, clearly doesn't want you to know who this person is. It's the Federal Bureau of Obfuscation. They've engaged in a number of shady things here. One of them being claiming that the phone records from the triangulation, on the pipe bomber's phone were corrupted. They were not. The Secret Service magically seems to have lost the texts surrounding the incident, claiming it was a device transfer. We know that's a lie now, I have from a source. The January 6th committee doesn't even reference the pipe bomber outside of the appendix in their report. Benny Thompson, the chair of that committee, refuses to answer questions about it. We had cameras suspiciously focused on the bench where the pipe bomber sat, refocused away from the bench, seemingly allowed him to do that. And one last thing, and I'll give you, I got about 3 minutes to come. I want you to comment on this whole thing. And one last shady thing. How is it that the military explosives ordnance disposal team and dog canine failed to detect a device that was a viable device, according to the FBI? The answer is there's a 0% chance that thing was probably placed there at the last minute. And this person was either a patsy or an insider.
That's exactly right. And then you remember there was this special operation that was launched on January 3rd with Jeffrey Rosen at the AG and Quantico people, and they were all deployed. If you remember that crazy, I think it was Newsweek article about all the secret undercovers that placed around the Capitol with shoot to kill instructions in case something popped off. If you remember, that whole operation was launched in secret, wasn't disclosed for months afterwards, because of a suspicion that there may be weapons of mass destruction that were placed around the Capitol. Well, what is the technical term for that in Justice Department parlance? That is a pipe bomb. So it's very evident. And you had the whole D.C. Fusion Center had told hospitals in the D.C. area just ahead of January 6th that they should, quote, stock up on extra blood supplies because of a potential mass casualty event that happened in tandem with the allegations that with the January 3rd Jeffrey Rosen operation with the weapons of mass destruction. The fact is the FBI lied from Jump Street on this whole thing because they needed to. They told people when this first happened that they should look at their friends and family and examine their gait, examine the way they walk. Look at your, when you're at the water cooler at work, examine if the person walks, your friends and family walk in a way similar to the pipe bomber. Meanwhile, they're blurring out the eyeballs in the footage they released so that you can't even see the person's eyes. The whole thing was so sloppy. And the only reason that it has been able to persist is because they have had exclusive dominion over the Justice Department and the FBI. And frankly, I think this needs to go higher than Kash Patel at this point, because the fact is that they will have deleted the evidence, just like all 22 video cameras with Oklahoma City were deleted as soon as Jesse Trenidu filed his lawsuit there, just as the video camera footage for Jeffrey Epstein was deleted and the visitor logs were torn out of the pages so that there could be no evidence of that. It's the FBI has already nuked the direct evidence on this. What's going to be necessary now is for Pam Bondi's Justice Department to get the names of every single FBI agent who was involved in the pipe bomber investigation and put them under deposition, put them under subpoena, put them under penalty of perjury, every person who was involved in the investigation. That way the FBI agents involved in the case can be thrown in jail if they do not cooperate with the discovery of the pipe bomber's identity.
Man, they were 100% correct. Cutesy time is over with this stuff. Mike, you've done really amazing work on this. Folks, I strongly encourage you to follow him on X. He is at Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z, Cyber. It is well worth your time. Watch the videos and the analysis. It is ironclad, and you'll see you've been lied to. Mike, thanks a lot for your time. Really appreciate your analysis. Thank you.
Man, talk soon.
You got it. Watch his video and tell me the FBI isn't manipulating the video of the J6 pipe bomber specifically so you don't find out who it is. Tell me again after watching. It's on my podcast yesterday. You can go to his Twitter feed. Jim, did we even get to Trump on it? We didn't even get to that yet, right? You know what? Quick, before a break, because I'll talk about it. It's quick. Jim, cut six. Here's Donald Trump. In case you're of the, you're living in a delusion where the FBI actually wants you to know that the J6 pipe bomb was an inside job. If you're living in a delusion where, no, it was a MAGA terrorist instead, Here's Donald Trump yesterday, who, by the way, knows a lot more than we do due to briefings and insiders talking to him about the J6 bomber. Listen to this.
But there wasn't one gun that they found. And why didn't they find the bomber, the pipe bomber? You know, they know who the pipe bomber is. The FBI knows who it is.
You think he said that by accident? I don't. I'm sure he didn't say it by accident. I mean, he had one more thing before we take a break. Not only should everyone be put under oath and have to give sworn depositions, everyone in the FBI who touched this case and the Secret Service as well, but it's got to be backed up by polygraphs. Folks, we got to get a source. You're going to have to cut a deal with someone to give up everyone else. I want to see polygraphs. The polygraph is not 100%. It's nowhere even close. But I'll tell you, as someone who had to take a polygraph, it's no fun either. And you get a good polygrapher, people break, and they break quick. Another interview coming up next with Darren Beatty, but our next sponsor first. Helix Sleep. They're a big part of me getting an amazing night's sleep every day. That's why I've been waking up every day, flamethrowing out of the show. We even had a couple guests over. They slept in the guest room. They love our Helix Sleep mattresses. HelixSleep.com/Dan, H-E-L-I-X. That'll get you started today. To help you figure out what mattress works best for you. Once you get your mattress delivered, you can finally get some comforting sleep. And right now for my listeners, Helix is offering 25% off site-wide, plus you'll get two free dream pillows for all mattress orders when you order at HelixSleep.com/Dan. That's HelixSleep.com/Dan for 25% off site-wide, plus two free dream pillows for all mattress orders. Go to HelixSleep.com/Dan. Darren Beatty is another relentless reporter who has never let go of this story. Without him, we'd be absolutely lost. Check this out. But I want to welcome back to the show from Revolver News, a guy who, along with Julie Kelly and a limited number of people, if it weren't for him, you would know nothing about the January 6th pipe bomber ongoing metastasizing scandal. Darren Beatty. Darren, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back with you, as always.
Yeah, you're amazing, man. I got to tell you, now that this story is finally where I think you and I can both agree, we're weeks, maybe months away from cracking the biggest scandal of our time, who the January 6th bomber was and the inside job it appears to be. You guys got this done. But Darren, I want to ask you about something you have been reporting on for, gosh, 3 years now, maybe more. The video of the incident released by the FBI of this suspect planting this pipe bomb at the DNC on January 6th, where Kamala Harris was inside, appears to have been manipulated. We had Mike Benz on the other day. It appears that not only is the frame rate manipulated, but that there are specific blur points on the video to prevent you from identifying the eyes of this suspect, too. I know you've been all over this for a while. Your general thoughts on that?
Well, yes. One of the many, many bombshells and indiscrepancies, as it were, about the official story of the pipe bomb is the surveillance footage. Keep in mind, this surveillance footage that the FBI released comes from the DNC's own surveillance. So this is DNC surveillance, unlike some of the footage that's from the Capitol Police and other agencies. And we proved basically two major problems with the footage. One was that we proved that they were withholding certain footage. And secondly, and I think most damningly at this stage, the frame rate was clearly manipulated. And in fact, the frame rate of the released footage has an average of about 1.2 frames per second. The lowest commercially available industry standard is 8 frames per second. And of course, it's inconceivable that a group like the DNC, for its high profile building with all of its high profile visitors in a high crime city, would have a security camera that's far worse than the worst commercially available security camera. So it's like they would have to scour the one or two antique stores in the country still holding security cameras with a 1.2 frame rate. So it's clear to me that there's been manipulation involved. And I hope, you know, I think you're right. We've gotten so far with this. We've demolished the narrative. Every reasonable person knows that it's a fake story. It's a January 6th pipe bomb hoax. But in order to get that last stage, say the final and decisive 5%, that's really going to require the courage and cooperation of incoming FBI Director Kash Patel. We have this for him on a silver platter. One of the things he will very much be in a position to do is to find out the chain of custody, for instance, for that DNC footage that ultimately made it to the FBI. That's one of a handful of very specific things that he can do that will help us solve this once and for all, definitively, with names, with institutions, and with accountability.
We're talking to Darren Beatty from Revolver News. You can check out, you can just put in any search engine. I think even the goofy liberal communist ones. Just put in Darren Beatty, Revolver News, January 6th pipe bomber. You can read a litany of articles about him years ago covering this manipulated FBI video. Darren, I'm asking an obvious question, but you know, some people in the audience are liberal and slow. Why do you think the FBI would manipulate a frame rate to say one frame per second instead of, say, 30 or 40? Would it possibly be then it's just one frame to manipulate rather than 30, so it creates a lot less work if you don't want to find out who's in the video?
Yeah, clearly they don't want people to know who it is. And I think this is another thing that I really wanted to emphasize for your audience. For the first time publicly, I believe Trump has spoken about the January 6th pipe bomb. The substance of what he said is really crucial. He said, the FBI knows who the pipe bomber is. Mm-hmm. This is coming off the heels of a major report from the House Admin Committee, which I should say is based largely on our reporting at Revolver News confirming it. But there's a lot of additional color there that I think is really important. One of the things is, it's clear to me at least, that the FBI actually did conduct a legitimate investigation in the first few months after January 6th. That is to say, they did everything that you would expect an agency like the FBI to do. They interviewed hundreds, if not thousands, of people. They followed a bunch of leads. There's multiple references to very hot and interesting leads. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, around May of 2021, the investigation goes dark. All of these promising leads are dropped without explanation. And this is even earlier than I thought. You know, I know that there was another agency who was researching and looking into January 6th, another federal agency looking into this, that wanted to see surveillance footage of the pipe bomb location from January 6th and could not go to the FBI to do so. They actually had to go to the DNC, indicating that the FBI may have just deleted their footage entirely as early as February of 2022. But now we see from this report that it looks like they just killed their investigation in spring of 2021. Now, I think the only reasonable thing to conclude from this, especially given the broader context of how many just huge holes there are in the official story, the FBI did a real investigation. They found out who the pipe bomber was and what went on. The truth of that was so profoundly embarrassing and in all likelihood incriminating to very senior levels of the Biden administration and to the deep state more broadly, that they proceeded from the investigation to the cover-up. And this is a cover-up that, as we've reported, as you've discussed, it implicates not only the FBI, it implicates the Capitol Police, the ATF. The number one cover-up guy I've named was a former ATF guy of over 20 years, the ATF. And then finally, and perhaps most infamously, the Secret Service itself, which, as we all have seen that now crazy video of the Secret Service standing around, total nonchalance, total lackadaisical, not a care in the world, and allow a group of children to walk right by the bomb because they clearly knew in advance that the bomb posed no threat. So this goes to the very highest levels of some of the most critical agencies in our government. That's how big this is. And just as a final point, this is speculative, but I think it's very reasonable to say, is that there are only a handful of orchestrators in government. There are only a handful of masterminds within the deep state. And I think once this is exposed and once we see who the real person was who orchestrated this whole thing, Not the pipe bomb is very much connected to the breach of the Capitol itself because of the synchronicity. They're connected. Once that's exposed, I would be shocked if the key figures involved in this conspiracy weren't also involved in other conspiracies within the deep state. And again, this is speculation, but given the Secret Service's culpability in the pipe bomb scandal, it's hard for me to imagine that the person pulling the strings for that wouldn't necessarily be involved in something like Butler too. I think it's a very small world when it comes to those handful of people who are truly the masterminds of these types of conspiracies. It's only a handful of people with the discretion and the capability to pull these things off. And I think when you find out who they are, it's not just going to be about January 6th, as big and explosive as that is in its own right.
Yeah. We're talking to Darren Beatty from Revolver News about the new and new, air quotes, video emerging about the pipe bomber, which is a massive scandal. We had Mike Benz on the other day, Darren, and I'd just like to get your comments on something he stated, that the only way to clear this up is, you kind of alluded to it just before, is to get everybody involved who sniffed, touched, heard about, heard, looked, I don't care, an eyelash touched it somewhere. If you were anywhere near this investigation, you need to be put under a sworn deposition. Yeah. Because they're going to need a source, Darren. They're going to need to flip someone to say, okay, my boss told me to alter the video. This is the only way to get to the bottom of this, correct?
100%. And I'll be more specific than that. So there was this report that I mentioned from the Loudermilk House Admin report. There was the issue that it was clear that the FBI dropped the case spring of 2021. There's another really interesting thing from there that confirms what we've been saying, and that is the head of the investigation, the public head of it, who is the FBI field office director, Stephen D'Antuono, after he left government, he testified before the Judiciary Committee. And when asked, did you guys use geofencing to try to identify the pipe bomber? He said, yes, we tried to do that, but the data came back corrupted. The Loudermilk report suggests they talked to the telecom companies, and the telecom companies, each and every one, contradicted D'Antuono's statement. One might say he was lying, but at the very least, there is a direct and explicit contradiction of his statement. And this is very interesting to consider in light of the fact that the other thing that D'Antuono said, he was asked, so who are the principal agents investigating this? He claimed that he couldn't remember. He couldn't recall. How believable is that? This is the most high-profile aspect of their most high-profile investigation. And he claims that he can't remember the agents involved. There were two principal agents. I happen to have a very good idea who one of them is. And I think this is going to be a very, very easy person to pressure. And it's something that I would hope and expect incoming FBI Director Kash Patel to take the lead on. Because you're right, you just need to get to the people who are overseeing the investigation, and everything falls from there. There are two people, in my view, who were principally involved. One of them, we have a pretty good idea of who he is. And those people need to be basically put under oath, say what happened with this footage, what happened with everything else. And I think the whole house of cards falls down from that.
Yeah, I agree. Darren, the nation owes you a serious debt of gratitude, man. You could have let this thing go a long time ago, but you didn't. Your work has been incredible. You exposed this video manipulation a long time ago. Folks, go to Revolver News. Look up Darren Beatty's work. It's definitely worth your time. Darren, thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Folks, he's been talking about this forever. You can look at it's not a short article he wrote. It's like 2,000, 3,000 words where he dissects the video and shows you how there's no possible way it wasn't manipulated. Think about what he just said. You're telling me the DNC has a camera so bad your local 7-Eleven has a better one? The DNC, the Democrat National Committee. It's so patently ridiculous. Only a moron or a liberal, but I said the same thing twice, would believe it. It was manipulated to cut the frames to a slow frame rate so that they wouldn't have to manipulate 30 frames a second and only one or two. Because they don't want you to know who this is. And I agree with him that they did conduct an investigation, a legitimate one, for probably a couple of weeks, because a friend of mine, who's a federal agent, was involved in it. And they told him, once they started to hone in on who it was, to stand down. Why? Because they don't want you to know who it is. Hope you enjoyed that. Now let's get to our next sponsor. Hey, you having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Listen, I've got the solution for you. Don't feel tired the next day. Poor sleep takes a really horrible toll on your health. There's hope on the horizon. It comes in the form of Beams Dream Powder. They sent me some over a year ago, and I've enjoyed it ever since. See, we're sleeping well, we're sharper, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. Other sleep aids have this problem. They can cause the next day grogginess. But not Dream. It contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin. Helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, that's important, and wake up refreshed. Get up to 45% off when you visit shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino. Get some sleep. Try the game-changing product. So head on over to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 45% off. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 45% off. Finally, let's wrap it up today with a rant I had on radio. It was another one of those moments where I was just feeling it, explaining exactly why this story is so important. Take a listen. I need to talk about another major development in a story I'm just going to admit, throw it out there for better or for worse. Jim knows it as well as anyone. I'm obsessed with it's this January 6th pipe bomber story. I can't get over it, folks. I can't get over how this is the biggest scandal of, maybe in the FBI's history, sitting right in front of our face, and outside of Julie Kelly, Darren Beatty, and basically some isolated pockets of conservative media, nobody seems to care about this story at all. I have barely, Jim, have you even seen it covered on cable news? I haven't either. Now, granted, I only watch an hour or so a day. You know, like you guys, I have a job. It's not a hard job, but it's a job. I have not seen this story covered at all, and I cannot believe it. Kamala Harris, on January 6th, 2021, was nearly assassinated by a pipe bomb. While she was very suspiciously not at the Capitol on her certification day, and nobody wants to talk about the fact that the FBI appears to clearly know the identity of the person that's hiding it. Does that sum it up, Jim? Kind of like the old proverbial nutshell? Does that sum it up? This is the craziest story I have ever heard. There are so many enigmas wrapped inside mysteries here that you have to be an imbecile not to see through it. The media has told us over and over and over again, this was an insurrection on January 6th. So why in the, sometimes I can't stand FCC rules. Why would you not tell us the story about the pipe bombing terrorist who on Insurrection Day tried to kill Kamala Harris? Why? The answer is because that didn't happen. The answer is the FBI knows the identity of this person. By the way, I am not suicidal. Jim, can you take a note on that, please? Mark the date and have Mike sign it as well. I wake up every morning and I do my affirmations. You think I'm a weirdo? I don't really care. I am a weirdo. You know what I do? Say, I'm Dan Bongino. I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me. You know what I say next? I'm not kidding. I swear I'm not making this up. Every morning, I say two things. I say, I'm Dan Bongino, and only good things happen to me. Try it. I'm not going to get into quantum physics simulations and the act of observation because Jim will go nuts. I'm just telling you, try it. I say those two things every morning. I don't know where I was going with that. Doesn't matter. Just telling you, I am absolutely convinced it's the freaking biggest scandal of our time. and you are going to miss out on this. I have been on this thing like white on rice. They know who this person is. I'm telling you with every ounce of my integrity and my reputation on the line, it is the biggest scandal of our time because it is not a MAGA hat wearing Juicy Small. Yeah, you're in MAGA country. It is a Democrat insider or an anti-Trump lunatic who was trying to stop on January 6th, 4 years ago, the Republicans from objecting to the election. So they figured if they planted a bomb there, that they could rush into the Capitol and go, stop the objections. Kamala Harris was almost killed by you lunatics. But when there was some violence and a riot at the Capitol, they didn't need that story anymore. So now they've got to make it go away. Folks, there was a major development in this case. The FBI yesterday claims that they found new footage. Jim, is that new footage the FBI released? Why do you know? Why are you so sure? You answered immediately. You should think that through. Why is it not new footage?
To my recollection, it's 4 years old.
It's 4 years old. But the FBI, Jim, magically released it after an event that happened in November. You were at it, Kyle Geese. You remember what happened? What was it? Election night?
Oh,
do you remember you
the
were
election,
there?
Yes.
Do you remember who won?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Now all of a sudden the FBI is like, wow, looky here. Look what we got. New video we've had for 4 years now. So Mike Benz, who is fantastic. Folks, Mike Benz did a deep dive on this old new video, right? The old new video, because it was recorded obviously 4 years ago. And the FBI is like, look, new video. And he found something interesting. That there appears to be a blur line, if you zoom in on the video of the bomber they allege is placing the bomb, there appears to be a blur line over the eyeballs on multiple frames. Now, why would you blur out the eyeballs if your goal was to put the video out so that people could identify? Well, you would blur out the eyeballs because you wouldn't want people using any kind of biometrics and AI to use those eyeballs for a facial ID, which you know they would figure out in probably just seconds. So why is the FBI putting out a video that appears manipulated if they're claiming they want to find the identity of the bomber? And the answer is because they don't. They want to pretend they're trying to find the identity of the bomber. Folks, this guy was an insider. This was an inside job. And it is the biggest scandal in FBI history. The Benz video. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play this again tomorrow. Here. And by the way, this just happened today. This is perfect timing. I know I should have played that. Shame on me. I didn't miss the podcast today, but because the repressor happened afterwards. You think I'm crazy that the FBI knows the identity of this person and just doesn't want you to know? Because they're going to have to admit that the Democrats engaged in a surreptitious fake assassination plot to stop the questioning of 2020 election, and then the FBI hid the identity for 4 years. It's going to be the biggest scandal in FBI history. Here's Trump on it today. Check this out.
Where people went in as insurrectionists with not one gun. Okay. And let me tell you, the people that you're talking about have a lot of guns in their home. For hunting and for shooting and for entertainment, a lot of good reasons. But there wasn't one gun that they found. And why didn't they find the bomber, the pipe bomber? You know, they know who the pipe bomber is. The FBI knows who it is. The status of the FBI has gone down so far.
Looky here, Jim. Sounds like Donald Trump has the same position as that show called The Dan Bongino Show. Gosh, that's my name. So weird, eponymously named. Why'd that happen? They get a guy with that name, though. It's the Dan Bongino Show. So weird. Sounds like Donald Trump knows something. Something I've been telling you for a very long time. They know who this is. They don't want you to know. How else would you explain this? The January 6th committee that hates Donald Trump, Kinzinger, Benny Thompson, Liz Cheney, and the rest of the losers. How do you explain the fact that they don't even address in their entire January 6th report the fact that Kamala Harris was at the DNC when a bomb was placed outside? It's addressed only in the appendix and lightly at best. Why? Why did Benny Thompson freak out when Republican Congressman Massey asked him about the pipe bomber? Why did the Secret Service falsely make up a story about deleting texts about this January 6th incident with the pipe bomb, saying they were doing a device transfer when no such thing happened till months later? What are they hiding? Why is the video frame rate, why does it appear manipulated? Is it because 10 frames per second is easier to manipulate than 1,000 frames per second? So you wouldn't have to manipulate 1,000 frames, just 10? Like blurring out the eyeballs and leaving out critical information? Why does the video appear manipulated? Why did the FBI falsely claim that the phone records from the pipe bomber who makes a cell phone call from the location that should be easy to triangulate? Why did the FBI falsely claim the records are corrupted and the phone company only speak out after Trump won and say that's not true? Why is Kamala Harris never addressed why she was at the DNC that day and not at the Capitol? Anybody know? Folks, it's the biggest scandal of our time. There's not even a close second. And I'm never letting it go. I'm sorry. I don't care how many people it annoys. I'm not trying to annoy you on purpose. I'm just telling you that this story, once the lid is blown off it, and we're getting close. Darren Beatty just texted me. We're getting close. Trump knows it. When Kash Patel gets in there, you're going to know it too. And you're going to say to yourself, thank God I invested in that show and not the left-wing media shows and even cable news shows that have failed to address this topic and shamefully let it go. All right, I got more for you coming up next, including an epic takedown on CNN of another Jessica who happens to be fudging the numbers a little bit, if you know what I mean. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. You can listen to the radio show and the podcast. The radio show is 12 to 3 Eastern time every day. The podcast, 11 a.m. to 12 live. Video on demand anytime. It's available on Rumble here, also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please give us a follow or check it out. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You just heard Dan Bongino.